Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Worthing.
Yeah, thank you, Father. In fact, I might go back on my knees, more comfortable at the moment. Thank you, Father, that you love us so much. Thank you that you love us so much. Paul says to the Ephesians, I'm praying that you would know, that you would grasp, that you would have you reach a bit more of the fact or the truth of the height and the depth and the width, wow, of the love of God. He's not just a bit of love, or he's not part of his character is a bit of love. No, he is love, and it's the height, the depth. Father, we pray today that we would have a fresh, not just encounter in one moment, but you would more and more reveal yourself to us as we journey with you through life about your love. And Lord, it's so easy to receive love from you or from others when things are going well, and when we're looking good, when we've done something well, and you know, people are thanking us, that's nice. But Lord, what about the depth of love is when we've made a mistake, or when we've said something we wish we hadn't said, and even though the other person says it's fine, it still hurts. But Lord, that depth of love then, that the depth of your love of forgiveness, the depth of your love of not counting our sins against us as we deserve, but your mercy says, no, I wipe it out. Love covers multitudes of wrongs. Doesn't mean it was right, but it means love is stronger. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you that in your love, like we were saying last week, you want to refine us. And we were singing the song, maybe we'll probably get to it later again. It says, purify my heart, let me be as gold. And then the chorus says, refine us, fire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you. It's that place where everything else fades away. We don't really care anymore what we can do in life, how we can impress in life, or what our image is, how others look at us. Oh, we just want him. And in that, Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, he says, seek first my kingdom. And sometimes we can hear that as dry words on a page, that, oh, yeah, I've got to do that, make sure things are in order in my life, make sure I go to church on Sunday, because, you know, that's kind of putting that one there. And I think Jesus was talking about something so much deeper. He always talked about the heart. You could say one thing with your mouth, but your heart might be in a different place. In the epistle that John writes, in 1 John, he says, you can't say you love God, but then don't love your brother. It doesn't work. And then it makes me wonder, maybe there were people that were, oh yeah, we love God, but no, we don't. Why do we need to care? Why? No, the love of God is expressed in our hearts and then through us to others. You can't take those apart. If God so loved the world that he gave his son, and we all know that journey, that's the same love then that he pours into our hearts by his Spirit. And I guess I'm just taking you through some of the things that I feel God has been doing in me, but I think he wants to do in us today, where maybe you're like, yeah, but that person's really difficult to love. Or those people, I'm treading on their toes, they're treading on my toes. That might be at work, that might be in your family. That often is people you're spending more time with because there's more opportunity to rub shoulders. But what if we just lay it down before him today and say, Abba, Father, fill my heart afresh with the love of God by the Holy Spirit. And Lord, if any one of us is struggling right now, or we're realizing, oh, I'm running out of love for that person, I'm running out of grace with that person, Lord, would you enlarge our hearts, our capacity, our spirit, that what Paul prayed, the height, the depth, not just, oh, you know, the honeymoon phase was nice. No, the depth of the love of God. And God, you just don't want us just to think, oh, God is love, that's fine. No, you want us to reflect that. You want us to be those ambassadors, not just in name and kind of title, but we carry who you are. We carry the depth of your love. Lord, I pray that for myself and all of us, that when we taste one another, when the world tastes us, when those around us, they would taste the height of the love of God. They would taste the depth of the love of God. They would taste the width of the love of God. How wide open must your arms be, God, that even the people that spit in your face, that even the people that were beating you, that were making life so difficult for you, on that cross, what does he say? He hangs there, Father, forgive them. How can he say that? He should be like, God, put them right where, whatever. No, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. What love, what depth of love. Father, I want to live like that. And I can't in my own strength. We can't. But Father, you can enable me to love like you love. Last week we heard from Caroline, beautifully shared, but there was a little bit in there which was just stood out to me, a little bit about when things are tricky, when there's maybe even suffering, and things are rubbing on us. But she was saying something like, when people have gone through those things, there's just a sense of grace about them, a love, a depth. They just smile at you, but they smile out of a journey of brokenness where the love of God had to be worked in them, where it wasn't easy, but they hung in there with God and God worked something. I was listening to someone this week who was sharing about pain on our journey in life, and he lost his son. Police came round to his house midnight, and his wife's like, what's happening? You go downstairs. They gave him the driver's license. Said, is that your son? He said, yes, that's my son. All of those stories. But you know what he said? We journeyed it through with God. There was a community of people around us that loved us, that prayed with us when our faith was turning upside down. That is the love of God and the community wants us to have for one another. But also he says, when someone else says to me they lost their child, my heart breaks. He says, I understand. And he can embrace them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it says, the comfort that we have received, we now comfort others. So I want to encourage us all and challenge us that if things are happening in our lives that aren't easy, how do we respond? And maybe you're like me, where sometimes I respond in lots of different ways. I can be like, why is this happening? What is that person all about? And sometimes I go, well, I don't even want to do this. Maybe I just leave. Maybe I just stop doing this. But God doesn't want us to do that. He's like, no, come on, we can do this. Let's walk this through. And what he's doing is he wants to build gold in our lives. At our wedding day, someone gave Andrea a little golden bracelet. It's broken at the moment. We're in the process of fixing it, so she's not wearing it at the moment. But her thing was, God has worked so much gold in your life and he wants to keep working gold. But that gold didn't come because she just was kind of sweeping through life on the clouds. It was through difficult times, through hard times. But it's in those times when we find God, when we hang in there. Thank you, Lord, in the crushing, that song says, in the pressing, you're making wine. And Caroline beautifully shared that picture of those vats with those grapes. But how's the juice going to come out? It doesn't come out if we cheer it on. It doesn't come out if we pray for it in that sense. You know, it doesn't come out just looking at it. It comes out when those grapes have been crushed a little bit and squeezed. But what's squeezed is the vessel, it's the earthen vessel, it's our human nature, maybe our flesh, maybe the things we don't like. And actually, we came to the conclusion then in that, you know, and biblically, it's, well, God is actually the one who takes initiative in that. He's making new wine. He's the gardener, John 15, that prunes, that cuts things off to be more fruitful. He's the refiner. And we started talking about this fire of, I mean, the Bible says he is fire. He's an all-consuming fire. And we talked about, wow, sometimes God uses circumstances and things that happen in our lives, and he's like, okay, look, let's turn this for good. Let's make the best out of it. And sometimes he even initiates, and that's where sometimes it's all a bit mystery. What is God? What just happened to us? And as long as we believe that God's in it, it's okay. As long as we believe God is journeying with us through it, that he is for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, you're with us. Open our hearts, Lord. And we want to welcome not just the blessing, not just the peace, not just the joy. Oh, that comes out of that place of depth. But we want to welcome when you say, can we clean house? Can I just go there? And this is not about searching ourselves. But I don't know about you, but there are times in my life where things just seem to come up and I'm like, ooh, what do I do with that? But God is like, no, come on, let's go deep. Let me set you free at a depth you didn't even know you could. And Andrew, if you don't mind, in the prayer meeting, Andrew was just sharing how God is working a little bit in his life. And I just asked him just for a few moments just to give that example. If you don't mind, yeah.
Sure. For a while now, when I've been praying and spending time with the Lord, I've just caught attitudes of my heart which have just surprised me. I don't like them. And pride, anxiety, all kinds of stuff. But I've just caught the smell of it. You know, like a smell from drains. And it's what I've felt the Lord doing. It's as though my life has a basement to it. Actually, we've got an attic in a house, but imagine a house with a basement. There's no light gets in there. And it's dank. Mm. It's not heated. Mm. It's smelly. And you put the stuff down there that is a bit broken. And in terms of attitudes of the heart, the stuff that is in there is the stuff that smells a bit and that I'm a bit ashamed of and don't often look at, don't want to look at, but sometimes I just get the smell of it coming up. And the Lord's been really quite blunt with me. And there have been moments I thought, oh. But he's showing me what's underneath in order that he can bring his light into that darkness and that he can open the doors and that it can be brought up. Now, actually, I'm the one that needs to bring it up, but he needs to show it to me. You with me? Mm. Yeah, I need to do something with it, but if I don't acknowledge it, it'll just rot down there.
That's right.
So he shows me and I think, oh, really? What can I do about that? Just bring it to me, the Lord says. The light has come into the darkness, and the darkness can never put it out. It's never the other way round. Darkness never, ever extinguishes light. And this scripture came to mind. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. All of that can sound really quite heavy, but if you think, God's gracious and he's loving, you think back to the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve did their stupid thing, for which we're all still paying, but frankly we'd have done it too. And the Lord asked the first question God ever asked humanity there. Where are you? And when God asks a question, when the God who knows everything asks a question, it's not for his sake. It's for the sake of the hearer. So that Adam and Eve would go, well, where are we? What have we done? And they were naked and they were ashamed and they were hidden from God. And God came to look for them. Not to thrash it out of them, not to rub their noses in it, but to find them and restore them. They were naked and ashamed. And I just, for me, the Lord is saying, the only way we could not be naked and ashamed, ashamed to be naked, is in the presence of unconditional, complete love. And in God's unconditional, total love, he reaches out to us and says, let me show you what's in the basement so that you can give it to me, and that the very attitudes of your heart, out of which flow your words and your actions, can be made clean and loving and holy. So it's an invitation to let him show us what's in the basement of our lives, not to make us more ashamed.
That's right.
But to embrace us and love us and to make us clean.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.